everybody. This is Marshall Couture, also known as Plex in graffiti circles. Change it up a little bit there. How you guys doing? Still messing with the graffiti stuff, stickers and all that, and having a lot of fun. Working on other projects too as I go. Like I said, I keep it legal though. I'm just like doing stickers mostly, and I'm not putting them up anywhere necessarily. I just kind of do it for the art of it, and you know, people trade back and forth stickers and stuff. So yeah, that's what I've been up to a lot. I've also been recording a lot for my album Match Made in Human. Got about 4 or 5 songs recorded right now, and actually more like 6, and I'll probably have to go back into all of them and record a little bit, you know, different things to kind of fix up one part or another part, or you know, you gotta do refinement, but the basics of it is down. So you know, I guess for like comic books, it's like, you know, I've done the thumbnails, and let's see, what else? I've done the inking, but I gotta go back in and maybe do the coloring and finish it up and stuff. So, you know, something like that. But, so yeah, I'm excited about that. This album's probably gonna be around 12 songs. Some people do like 10 song albums. You know, I don't know, I like to give a little bit more than 10 songs at least. I've always done a lot more, but, you know, I'm going to go kind of with a shorter one on this one, but I will probably do at least 12. So I'm kind of about halfway there as far as the recording process goes. And I've also done a little recording here and there for other songs, for other albums and stuff. So it's been cool, you know. I'm glad to be, you know, doing both the music and the art, you know, a lot. And, you know, people might not see me spamming them as much on the internets and stuff, because I've been kind of busy behind the scenes, you know, and trying my best not to get caught up in the, you know, checking everything all the time. And I mean, I still am. I've also been kind of addicted to YouTube, putting up videos almost every day. It's pretty cool, like, you know, I've been trying to get into the YouTube thing for a long time, and, you know, every time I try, it's like, okay, I'm gonna start making a video a week or something, and, but I, you know, for some reason, I just haven't been able to get to it, you know. And getting into the sticker thing is giving me the opportunity to get to it. And for some reason, it just, I don't know, it's because, like, there's a community factor to it, you know. Like, I'm going back and forth, talking to people back and forth. It's not like I'm just going up there, posting a video, and getting out and hoping people comment and view it. You know, people definitely are commenting and viewing, but they're like doing the same thing. They're also making videos too, so it's like a back and forth thing. And that's where it becomes like exciting, and you know, you kind of get motivated by that. You know, you kind of build off of each other, and like, you know, you can help people out, and then you get trades and trade to people, and so, you know, you get this little envelope in the mail with like 10 to 15 stickers or something that somebody made. And so immediately you're going to go on YouTube and do a sticker pack video, you know. Oh, I got this pack in the mail today. And it's really quick. Like, I'm not doing it like super low production value, you know. I literally like go onto YouTube. I have a webcam connected to my computer. I go onto YouTube, and then I press the upload button, and there's a option to record just like kind of straight to YouTube. So there's no like uploading process, there's no editing process. I could get even, like, I've done editing before on videos, but it, you know, takes a while, and I probably will still, you know, I'll do that, especially when I get into the animations and stuff. But with these kind of like journaly bloggy ones, like, I can put out 1, 2, 3 videos a day easily, you know. because they're just like, you do like 2 minutes to like, you try to keep it short. Like some people do videos and they're only like a minute long or even less sometimes, but they're just showing some stickers or something. And I don't even have to talk if I don't want sometimes, if I'm just showing stickers. But usually I will talk because I like to, you know, I like to engage people, you know, instead of just like, oh, I'm throwing my video up and, you know, and not even putting a link down in the, you know, description. And that's the thing. First of all, when you do a YouTube video, if you guys get into it, like, make sure you link it up, you know, in the description. It's not that hard, you know, even if you just put one link, you know. Like, I always at least put my, you know, plexhop.com link. So it's right there. Like, if anybody watches the video, they don't even have to, like, push the show more button or whatever for the description. It's right at the top. So if they want to see more about me, they just hit me up on my website. So it's right there, easy to see. And then if I have anything else that's prominent, I'll put it right up there with it. Like if I'm doing a sticker trade, I'll put the person whose stickers came in or whatever, I'll put their name there in the link right there, right at the top, so that, you know, people can be like, oh, I like this guy's stuff, click on their thing, connect with them as well, you know, and it's really quick. And unfortunately, not everybody does that, you know, and it's kind of annoying to me, because it's like, you know, the least you can do is go in there and, you know, throw one link up there, you know. You know, the person, you know, was nice enough to send you, you know, do some original art and send it to you, and, you know, yeah, it's a trade, so yeah, it's kind of even, but still, like, you know, just throw the link in there, you know. I don't understand why people don't get that, you know, but, you know, a lot of people do, but some people don't, but yeah, and it's not hard, you know, just throw a link in there. But anyways, so yeah, you know, it's easy to just kind of upload to YouTube, and like, once you record it, it's already there. You just gotta write in the notes and the links and stuff, and it takes like, literally like 5 minutes for me to do videos. Like, I can do those at lunch and stuff, or whenever I have a spare minute. Like, if my wife's taking a shower, I can do a video real quick, like, and it'll be uploaded to YouTube, you know. And if you want to get fancy too, and I haven't tried this yet, but I might, is you can create like your own intro or whatever, and even with that, I'd keep it super quick. Like, I'm thinking of just putting like my logo and maybe some slight animation as far as like making the logo move a little bit, but it would be like literally like 2-3 seconds long or something, and like a sound like Plex Hop or whatever, you know, some kind of thing like that. And it'll be like super quick. And what you can do is you can upload that to YouTube, and there's editing functions within YouTube, so you can put two videos together. So you'll always have your intro just kind of sitting there on your channel or whatever. And I think you can even do it privately and do it that way too. I'm not sure, but yeah. So, you know, have your intro in there, and then so. Okay, you'll do a little minor editing. It takes like 5 minutes to put it up and put the little show notes in or the description. You know, go into the editor real quick, throw your intro on. That'll probably take another like minute or something, you know, and you'll be all set, you know. And so they make it so easy for you. Like you guys should really try it out. Doing it more and stuff, and I want to do it more too, as far as like right now I'm messing with the sticker community a lot. But once my like little giveaway is done and I'm caught up on some stickers, I'm gonna start thinking about like mixing it up a little bit and putting, you know, I've put like my rap stuff up, like one little verse or whatever, kind of like a performance, a freestyle I've done, which I'm not that good at freestyle, so you don't see a lot of that from me. But, you know, I can put up, like, things like this, where I'm talking about a subject or whatever, so, like, a little vlog or whatever. Like I said, Kevin Cross has been doing it, and it's really cool. I think he puts a little more production into it. He actually you know, takes time to edit stuff and kind of put it all together. But, you know, it's, that's really cool, you know. But honestly, I mean, I don't have a lot of time, you know, most of the time. So I'm looking for things that I can do that don't take a lot of time and still keep me active and involved in communities. You know, you got to work with what you have, you know. And everybody doesn't have a lot of time. But, you know, I try to take as many hurdles away as I can. So it's not, you know, tough to, like, it's not overwhelming to say, oh, man, I need to get a video up or whatever. Like, it's not an overwhelming thing. Like, if it's, you know, a simple video, I can just go in and do it, like, real quick. So, yeah. So that's what that's all about. I'm really happy to be involved with the YouTube finally, and you know, I've gotten a lot of subscribers. Like, I mean, I'm doing this 200 subscriber giveaway, and by the time you hear this, it'll be over and stuff. But today's actually the last day. It's Friday, and so you know, I actually have increased to about like almost 100 new subscribers since I started doing these sticker things. Like, I got to 200, and that's when I did my giveaway. Well, right now it's at about like 267. I'm already getting close to 300, or halfway there at least. But that's mostly because of this giveaway. Like, you do a giveaway and people will, like, you'll get a lot of subscribers because you write, you know, this is for my subscribers or something. You say that in the video, and you'll get a lot of subscribers. But what happens, because my wife did video YouTube a lot too, and she's done contests and stuff, and she told me, she's like, you know, it's cool, like, you get a lot of subscribers, but you'll find that a lot of them, you know, after the contest, they drop off, you know, they'll unsubscribe from you and stuff. So, you know, that's kind of messed up, but whatever, I don't mind, like, that's fine with me. But but, you know, we'll see. You know, it seems like people really have been enjoying my stuff. Like, I get a lot of really nice compliments on YouTube lately, like, with the stickers and stuff. So, you know, maybe they genuinely do want to stay subscribed. We'll see. Either way, so a lot of people don't really check their YouTube subscriptions anyway, so there's that too. But, you know, a few more people is a few more people anyway, so that's good. And, you know, I'm glad to be, like, expanding my audience a little bit, you know, in my community, you know. You know, we always talk about we got to branch out of the comic creator community, you know, and this is one way I'm doing it. So, yeah, you know, we're just expanding the audience and, you know, that's really exciting. And, there's a lot of, I don't know how many there is, but there's like a lot of communities to kind of explore in YouTube. I mean, there is like a rap community too, but it's a little weird. I mean, for some reason, when I tried to really like get involved with that, I was having a little bit of trouble, but maybe there's so many different like styles of rap and stuff, and I don't know, like, it's just a little weird. And then, like, they, I don't know, maybe it's because everybody and their mother's trying to do it, you know, I don't know, something just didn't gel. But maybe it was just me, maybe I wasn't, you know, putting enough into it or something, I didn't find the right people or something, I don't know. But you know, I'll continue with that a little bit, I'll get back on that thing. You know, the music stuff, for some reason, like, art is always, like, a cool community, but with the music stuff, there's always, like, egos, and it's just always weird. Like, I have to, like, scrape and, like, just try as hard as I can, you know, to get involved. Like, you have to really push people, and people are, like, unresponsive, and it's weird. For some reason, music is weird like that, at least in the hip-hop stuff. So anyways, but I'll probably try to push more into that, and You know, and then I have so many different issues or interests that, you know, I think there's a lot of different communities to explore. So I guess that's kind of going to be my strategy for a while. Maybe I'll just keep, like, the animation thing too. But the only thing is I can't pump out animation quickly, obviously. You know, nobody can really do that except for Jim Lujan. JimLujan.com, probably, I hope. I'll have to put his link in the show notes. Love his stuff. He's, you know, I don't always watch the videos, like, right when they come out, but I'll go and catch up and stuff, and, you know, he's always got some funny little, you know, animation, and I hope he's doing well with it still, and, you know, seems like he keeps pushing at it, so that's really cool. Oh, he did a video recently, it was a music video for, like, a rapper or whatever, and it was really cool. Like, I don't know, he did, like, a really cool job, and, like, you could see, like, he kind of pushed the envelope with it, I think. Like, he really, like, I don't know, like, he got a little more in-depth into, like, the whole storyline, I guess, of it. I don't know how to explain it, but you could tell, like, he really put a lot of work into it, you know. Like, it wasn't just, like, a one-off, like, really quick, you know, joke, like, funny animation thing. It was, like, a production, you know. I mean, all his stuff, he does the mini epics, so, like, he kind of does do that already, but I don't know. It was just, maybe it was just because it was a little different, you know, seeing him do it to, like, some music like that. So, really cool. Heck, man, I'd love to get a Jim Lujan to come and do, like, a music video for me of one of my songs or something. That'd be really cool. One of these days, we'll see. We've talked a few times here and there, like, on a little bit, just a tiny bit, you know, on the social media stuff. But, yeah, I really dig his stuff. And I hope to be that prolific with my animation too at some point. So yeah, and you know, like I said, I've been doing the music and stuff and that's pretty much been consuming my time. I haven't, you know, I check into, like, the Comic Projects group and Sketch Daily group, you know, at least, like, once a day still, but you know, I haven't been quite as involved, just because, you know, I kind of just been distracted with this other stuff. But, you know, I'm still in there, I'm still watching, and still, you know, I should just post some of my art there a little bit more, but, I haven't been posting. See, the thing is I've been posting videos instead of just straight up images more. So, you know, it's tough to do everything, I guess, but anyways, I'm kind of babbling here. What I wanted to talk about is, like, a kind of, like, a mini topic or whatever, is, I came up with this, what do you call it, when there's different letters that mean words or whatever, why can't I think of the word? Anyways, it's just, like, this little thing, for what talent is, because I was thinking the other day, like, if we break it down, what is talent? You know what I mean? Like, people are like, oh, well, you're talented. Like, we talk about, you know, people, like, drawing and stuff. And, like, you talk to an average person and they'll be like, well, you're talented. I'm not. You know, I don't have that kind of talent and stuff. And I'm just thinking, like, I don't know. I think what sparked it was reading Luis Escobar's blog. Why can't I say words today? reading his blog, his newsletters and stuff, and that site, his new site, thedrawingwebsite.com. Definitely go check that out. Like I said, the fundamentals, man, he's really getting, digging into the fundamentals of art and drawing, and it's always, no matter what level you're at, it's good to brush up on the fundamentals. And then he's going to go into some more advanced stuff too, as he goes along. But it's a really cool site, a lot of ways to kind of share his stuff on there, a lot of ways to support him by clicking on affiliate links and stuff, But it's like it's done tastefully. It's done in a way where he's giving you a lot, and you know, it's only you just feel like you want to try to promote his stuff by going to the site because he's helping you so much, and he's very responsive if you try to talk to him and stuff. I mean, you know, he's kind of like a superstar because he's like, you know, in our circles, I guess, because he's like animating, doing animation work, and has been for a long time, you know, in the Simpsons show. And it's like, wow, like, holy crap, like, a lot of us probably wish we did that for a living, you know. So it's really cool. And you know, but he's not, he's just like one of us. Like, you talk to him and he's like right there, he's ready to converse with you, and he's super cool. So yeah, shout out to him, and really dig the site. But his stuff kind of sparked this idea of thinking, like, what is talent? You know, what's the essence of it? And I might, you know, I'm sure many people have talked about this subject. Many people have kind of put in, like, what their definition of what it is and stuff. But this is what I was thinking. And I may be wrong a little bit, or I may have some things right, and I may not be thinking of everything, but, you know, I have a little thing here. Is I was thinking, and I broke it down to three letters, D-A-P, DAP, and like in hip-hop, and, you know, it's become more mainstream, too, is like you give somebody DAP, it's like giving a handshake, and it's like, a, you know, respect, like, you know, it's like if they did something good, you give them DAP, you know. And that's when people, like, bump fists or whatever, you know, that's what that is. That's what, in hip-hop terms, they call it giving you dap or whatever. So, you know, I didn't come up with that first, but I was like, all right, I have these three things that I think comprise talent, and, you know, let me see if I can turn it into, like, some word or something. So, yeah, DAP. And what that breaks down to is desire, appreciation, and practice. But actually, now that I'm thinking about it, I remember I changed the word practice to play. So, desire, appreciation, play. Because, well, I'll get into that later. But first of all, I'll go with the desire, you know. To me, like, desire is a huge part of talent, you know, like, I used to tell people this even when I was a kid. I'm like, they'd be like, oh, I can't draw, you know, you're like talented, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yes, you can. It's just you don't want to, you know, like the only reason I can draw or I have any skills at it is because I really want to do it. So I do it, you know, I mean, and I sucked at first and I still suck sometimes, but I've gotten a lot better, you know, and, it's because I have the will, the desire to do this thing. And I think that's what really separates. That's a huge separation. Like, there's more of that in talent than some kind of magical, mystical, you know, thing that, you know, some people have and some people don't. Like Luis Escobar says, like, you know, anybody can draw. You really can teach yourself to draw. Anybody can do it. It's kind of almost a universal language, you know? So, you just gotta know, like, the fundamentals. And he's starting with, like, the raw, basic, absolute basic stuff that, like he says, you can't even find in books and stuff. Because, like, people just kind of skip over that step. They go right to form instead of, you know, this is how you draw. These are the different kind of lines you can draw, like a straight line, an S line, a curve line. I think those were the three ones. And, you know, and then he goes with flat shapes, and he talks about how you can design things and think about design layout and stuff with flat shapes. And it's really cool how he breaks it down, and I want to keep going over it back, you know, I'm going to keep going back to that site over and over and over to keep brushing up on this stuff. And I'm going to keep referring people to that site because it's, like, so awesome. It's, like, free learning of how to draw. And but the whole point is, I think anybody can draw, you know, everybody can draw an S, you You know, you have to if you want to make an S in when you're writing letters. Anybody can draw a straight line. I mean, all this stuff is just in writing words, you know, and anybody can draw a curve. You got that down, you can draw shapes. Okay, so now you got shapes. All you got to do is take those simple shapes and put them into some combinations, and you can start forming some things. And then eventually you're going to get into 3D shapes and stuff. But, you know, so anybody can draw. It's the desire that sets one apart from the other, I think, you know. You're not good at drawing because you don't want to be, you know. So that's the first one. Appreciation is the second one. And, you know, it's not... I don't know if that's the best word, but it makes the DAP thing work. But basically, this whole one is like appreciation, your taste, your influence, like just enjoying art. Like, what do you like? What stuff like kind of blows you away when you see it? Like when I first got into comics, you know, I was blown away by the art, you know. And that's, I ended up following artists and not really following storylines or anything. I mean, I read the comics, but they didn't really stick. What stuck was like, wow, this art is amazing, blah, blah, blah. And I would follow the artists and try to buy all their stuff from different books they've worked on and stuff. And that was forming my appreciation and my taste for art. That's what really got me going. I mean, I always drew, like, I was always the kid who could draw even before I really got into comics. Let's see, like, heck, it's crazy, it comes full circle, but, like, some of the earliest stuff where I remember, like, really loved drawing and stuff was The Simpsons. Like, when they first came out, I mean, I was a kid in elementary school, you know, I was in sixth grade drawing, you know, Bart Simpson saying, what the heck did he used to say? He had all, like, these catchphrases and stuff, I don't know. There was a bunch of stuff, and for some reason I can't think of them. But it's funny because those catchphrases like kind of went away, and it ended up being more about Homer and stuff. And it wasn't like at first it was like the focus was right on Bart Simpson, and so I used to draw him like on skateboards, and I would draw him all over the place and stuff. And so that was an influence back then. You know, you start building your taste, and you know. There have been people who have talked a lot about taste and stuff, and there's that like really popular video. I know Jersey and Rob have talked about it from leanintohart.com. But I don't know what the guy's name is and stuff, but there's that video. I only saw it once, but it's super inspiring, and he talks about, you know, your taste being a huge part of your abilities and stuff, and you come into this thing with a lot of ambition, and you have a lot of you know, your tastes are like a certain level, and then you try to execute your own thing kind of in your own way, but it doesn't quite reach that level all the time because, you know, you haven't built your skill up yet to match where your taste is at, you know. But you know, keep at it, keep trying, keep putting stuff out, and eventually you will get there, and you'll, you know, start developing your own voice and stuff like that. And that's basically, in a nutshell, what that video was saying, and that I remember, and it's been a long time, but yeah, so, to me, taste and influence is a huge part of what talent is, you know, what the essence of talent is. So, you know, you got desire, the will to do it, and then you have the taste, and that kind of helps you form your style because, okay, what do you like? What things get you excited about art or about making comics? Like, what visual aspects do you like? And Jersey talks about that a lot, too, in his workshops and stuff, and in the podcasts. And then the last one, the P, is practice, but I'm turning it into play, because I was thinking, like, you know, practice is almost like a dirty word. Like, I love, like, everybody always says, like, okay, you want to get good at drawing? Practice. And it's just like, that doesn't make me want to practice. That makes me like, oh, so I gotta work, and I gotta keep doing bad drawings, and you know, it's gonna not be fun, and it just makes the word practice makes doing that sound so unfun that I procrastinate and I don't practice. But what I'm finding is I'm still getting better, because I end up, instead of practicing certain things, I end up playing still. So, like, I'm turning practice into play. So, like I said, desire, appreciation, and play. So, you know, you want to get better at something. You have the desire to get better. You're, like, really into it. You're like, oh, I love this stuff. I really want to do it. And then you're like, and I love all this kind of specific stuff. And you appreciate certain things. And you're like, oh, man, I want to be as good as Jack Kirby. Or, you know, I want to try to be as good as whatever your favorite artist is or whatever. And you develop different tastes through the years and stuff. And then now it's time to play with it, you know? Don't, like, no pressure, you know? Freaking, like, go copy Jack Kirby's artwork, you know? Just, you're not necessarily going to copy it wholesale and then publish it, but copy it and then make, like, maybe adapt some of those things to kind of the way you would do it. And, you know, if you're having trouble drawing hands, find a way to play with drawing hands, you know? Make it a fun thing, you know? Or even just think about it, you know, I'm just going to start playing with hands. That sounds bad, but I'm going to start playing with hands, like in my sketchbook or whatever. You know, there's different way to look at it, you know, I think. And maybe that's kind of cheesy and like Lake Jersey, and they say like the self-helpy tip and stuff, but, you know, it does work to think about it that way. And the way I do it is, instead of, instead of doing it, like, going in my sketchbook and like, okay, I'm going to do a bunch of hand studies, I'm going to do a bunch of figure studies and stuff like that, you know, find a way that it interests you to do it. Like, all right, I'm going to make a comic where it's all hands, like talking hands or something like that, and, you know, see what I can do with that. But at the same time, you're learning how to draw hands by using, you know, your own hand as reference, or a mirror or whatever, or even like pictures on YouTube, on Google or whatever, you know. Or the same thing with anything else, you know, I need to draw women more, so make a comic about women, you know. Or with a lot of women characters, I should say. And, you know, whatever, like, there's a lot of different ways to play with these things. And, like, you know, for me, right now I'm doing the graffiti stuff, but that's like an opportunity for me to learn how to abstract stuff and how to cartoonize things, you know what I mean? Like, because that's a skill within itself, you know. And I guess, you know, you're automatically, just by putting, you know, a pencil or a pen to paper, you're automatically abstracting it. But, you know, it's actually easier for me to do a drawing realistically. I mean, it might not come out perfect and proportionally right all the time, but it's easier because you just got to look at something and draw what you see. And that's a skill in itself as well. But, you know, it's a lot harder to look at a picture of, you know, a frog or something, or, you know, an animal or a person, and then cartoonize it, you know, and abstract it into shapes that are not 100% representational, but like, they're not realistic, but they represent it in maybe an expressive way, or an exaggerated way, you know, but still look like making like a caricatures are tough, because first of all, you don't want to insult the person, you know, or maybe you do, but but you don't want to insult the person by like exaggerating a part, an attribute of them that they don't like or whatever. But even if you do that, like, it's still like, it's tough to get the right balance and still make it look like them, even though it's a cartoon, you know? So that's kind of what, like I said, the graffiti character things, that's helping me. And it's also helping me because I plan on making a comic with this, you know, Zilla character. And so now I'm getting the chance to draw him, like, over and over. Same thing with, like I'm doing, a lot of characters from my comic. So it's giving me a chance to do those characters a lot and, you know, kind of develop them and play with their outfits and stuff and play with the colors and stuff, because I don't even have colors, you know, necessarily set for these guys. And so, you know, I'm playing with all this stuff, like, it might seem like I'm kind of goofing around, you know, and I'm not really doing serious artwork, but I am, you know, I'm learning a lot through it, and I'm creating new characters as well, and I'm learning how to design stuff too, because, you know, and most of the designs and stuff are, you know, for these stickers and stuff are pretty simple, you know, but still, I'm working with proportion and just character design and stuff like that, so I'm learning stuff in that way, you know, and, you know, find ways to do that. Maybe, like, if you need to do some figure studies, you know, do one comic that's all realistic stuff, but, you know, make it, you know, a simple little comic or something. You know, that comics are a great way to play with this stuff, you know, and what I should say is mini comics. You know, I'm not talking about, like, make this huge production into, like, a big graphic novel, and this is what you're playing. I mean, you play with stuff even in that, but, you know, it's not, I'm just talking about smaller projects, you know, to start out at least, and then, you know, you build off of things, and then you can play on a larger scale as well, so that's cool too. Also with commission work, like, it's really a great opportunity to play with stuff, because people are, like, looking, when, if they buy a commission from you, they want your take on it, so it's an opportunity to kind of experiment, you know, and, you know, maybe you want to, you've been wanting to dip into, like, painting with oils or something, so, you know, just work with that instead of acrylic or something, if that's what you normally do, or instead of watercolor, if that's what you do, you know, you get to play with different mediums and stuff. You know, same thing with just a sketch or something. You know, maybe you'll do this one, you know, you're starting to just do commissions digitally, you know, so you can learn how to do the digital, the Wacom and all that better, and so that's where you're play, you know, you can call it practice, but practice, like I said, is kind of a dirty word in my book. So just play with it, find ways to play with things, and so that's it. I mean, if you really think about it, in my mind, that's what talent is, you know, the desire to do it, the appreciation and taste that you acquire through getting into other people's stuff, and then playing with it. Just play with it. Take it out. Play with it. Oh, man, quoting 40-year-old virgin. That's not a really nice quote, but it's a funny moment in the movie. But yeah, you know, so that, to me, is talent. People who say they don't have talent, and granted, there is some little, like, thing too, like, some things do come easier to people, certain people, like, there's people who, like, their stuff, I can tell their art comes a lot easier to them than it does to me, you know what I mean, like, but maybe that's the case, and maybe the case is, you know, that they just practiced more. I don't know. You never know, because you don't know their lives. But I do believe there is, you know, a certain amount of talent. But I think that, you know, if you apply this kind of thinking and you're not as good as you'd like to be, you can surpass people who might have natural talent but are lazy. You know what I mean? So, you know, this whole idea is debatable, sure. But I think really when you break it down, in my opinion, the essence of talent, you know, is having the desire, appreciating stuff, and playing with it, practicing, you know, a lot of practice. But I call it a lot of play. So, and the internet is a great motivator for that, because you can play with something and then post it, you know, and you're, it feels like you're getting somewhere, and you're also sharing, you know, with people, and you're learning, there's a back and forth feedback, you know, so playing, and you know, even with the business stuff, you know, people get all caught up, like, do I have to do this? Do I have to be on this site and this site and this site? Like, create your own, like, play with it, you know? Don't make it such a thing, like, there, you don't have to do anything. What you have to do is figure out your own way of doing things. And, you know, you do that by playing with stuff, trying stuff out. If it doesn't work, quit it and go on to a new thing. If that works, keep applying that and then try to expand to a new thing. You know, just keep playing with this stuff. So that's it. That's my two cents about the subject. And, you know, hopefully you guys got something from this. And, you know, I just really appreciate you guys listening. Go to the website. If you want to show your appreciation, go to the website. Sign up for the newsletter at plexhop.com. And, you know, check out the YouTube videos. My username on there is PlexLocust. So go check that out. And I'll put links and stuff in the show notes. And that's about it, you know. That's all I really wanted to say for this week. And I just hope you guys are doing awesome. And, you know, get at me anytime. Comment, you know, do all that cool stuff. Anyways, thanks, guys. And I will talk to you next week on the Escape Artist Podcast. Peace.